that obviously we're missing an important step in the process of a derelict unit in terms of expediting the turnover of these houses, because 90% of our levies are going unpaid. So we issued fines of 84,000 and we collected 8,700. So I'm asking the question, what are the consequences of not paying your dues? Where's the court orders? The CPOs? Limerick City Council can do it. Why can't we? Westport, I know, do 4 or 5 compulsory purchase orders every year over the last number of years, and we can see the revitalisation and how well Westport Town looks. And in Sligo, we don't see these number of CPOs. And I think our inaction here sends the wrong message. And I feel that property owners need to understand that we are serious about tackling dereliction. If they are not willing to use their properties, they must understand that they will lose them. Because each one of these unpaid fees, as they say again, 90% of them are unpaid, is representing a boarded up house, a wasted opportunity to house a person or a family. It's a blight on our streets, all while the homeless list grows by the day.
There's a couple of important parts as to why these levies work so well, I guess. And I, one part of it is, well, we're in the midst of a housing crisis. So it's important that maybe derelict sites are being penalised as a result of that, because we are trying to get, as homelessness is on the rise as well. So these are all problems we're trying to address. And I guess that also goes with that. It also serves as a deterrent for people that may let a site go into dereliction to know there's these penalties in place as a result of it. So that's why it's so important to uphold them. And when you see that not being done in, you're saying, 90% of cases, that it kind of brings the whole situation into question. And we're in a particular climate where we can't afford that to be the case, can we?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, look, it's garden stake, and I think it's a critical situation. So it's time for the stick here. The current system isn't doing enough, obviously, to address the growing problem of derelict sites in our county. It's time for stronger actions. And it's only then will we see meaningful change and any sort of significant reduction to dereliction across Sligo.